How can I keep my meditation practice inspired and ever new?
Also a very good question. Also, you know, there are so many ways to do this, and so much has been said and written by Master, by Swamiji, by Jyotish. Jyotish often brings into his talks lists, whether he calls them ABC or 1, 2, 3 or points. He speaks that way. They're always, or very often, not always, they're always wonderful, is what I want to say, even though my mind resists lists like that. But when I bring myself to be deeply absorbed in what he's saying or writing, just so filled with truth. And I tell you that because one of the things we could all do is go back and find everything he said, maybe in How to Meditate, but beyond that, about ways to keep our meditation ever new and inspired. But I'll just say a few things. This is the moment where I wish we had a panel here because everybody will come up with more ways. But for me, I pray for that every day. I have taken to sitting in front of my altar, and either before I pray or as part of my prayer, because it will not surprise any of you to know that sometimes my prayers get very long. I really love talking to God. And in part of that, I just start telling God how happy I am to be about to have this time with him. What a joy it is to sit down. I ask him, what are the things that you want to show me? Show me sometimes like I'm a child, maybe through a picture or an image. Teach me today. Let's play together. I mean, I speak to God this way when I sit down. And it just, for me, talking to God, creating space for that meditation brings a newness. There are times where I focus my meditation on something, and it's something different. We've all had meditations where we try and go deeply into Master's eyes. Last week I meditated one day. This picture that we have of Swamiji, I'm looking at it right now, but it's the one that's up there, but I have a huge version where he's in blue and his eyes are so there. And Swamiji has such beautiful eyes that I just imagine all of the rest of my world going away and flowing into them. I mean, things like this. I just had another thought of what, oh, I know what it is. I take pictures of the masters, and of Master particularly. And for a long time, before I start my meditation, I hold his third eye to my third eye. It's spiritually invigorating, to say the least. And I feel certain that I'm going to have a beautiful experience in meditation because of that. Sometimes I just sit down and tell Master that I am expecting something wonderful to happen. I'm expecting it right then. And I tell him I'm coming here with the best of my ability. You see, it's just bringing the ever-newness in new form, in new thought into it. This is what happens when we meditate in groups, when we're with people who are also really bringing their best to meditation. It changes it. This is with a particular chant that we might do, or a mantra that we practice on every one of our beads above and beyond Kriya. Again, I could wish I could reach out to everybody and say, how do we do this? Because I know even I'm in a room with 3 or 4 people, everybody has an answer to this question. But that ever new joy It exists within us. It is that feeling beyond our ability to bring it down to words, beyond imagination of expectancy. That's what that ever new joy is, that extraordinary bliss. So everything that we can do to dive back into our heart, the wisdom of our heart, the love of our heart, will bring us that experience I was talking about from the outside in. But make it a commitment if you're practicing Kriya, that with every Kriya you will dive deeper. Say to yourself, today I'm going to sit and with my Kriyas, every Kriya, consciously dive deeper and deeper and deeper. And if you're not practicing Kriya, every round of Hung Sa, every awareness of inhalation up to the point between the eyebrows, the pause, and then the exhalation. Make each meditation a conscious journey towards God, and He will meet you there. He's waiting. And once we have that moment, then we are living the ever newness of it. Thank you all so much. I just deeply appreciate this time with you and being able to bring, you know, talk about spiritual devotees and spiritual effort to choose to spend all of this time exploring every possible way that we can to not just be closer to God right in the moment, but to find ever new ways of experiencing the divine within ourselves and within each other. We are such a beautiful spiritual family with perfect intention. We have so much to garner from each other spiritually. We need to look at each other that way, as the source of pure spiritual energy, so that we realize that with each of our guru bhais, there's so much potential for spiritual growth. I don't mean in them, I mean in us, in all of us. And the more time we have together like this, the greater our growth and the greater the love of the growth, even in the difficult moments. So let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, friend, beloved God, great masters of self-realization, saints of all religions, beloved Swamiji, our hearts are filled with gratitude and joy at your presence that we are able to feel so clearly when we come together as we are in your name. We know you are with us always. Help us to open our hearts to feel and to hear with the wisdom in our hearts, so that we too become constantly as aware of your presence as you are of ours. Bring us home to thee. Om, peace. Amen.